Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. Welcome to this evening in a very precious place on this planet. It's a good place for practice. We have received so many instructions today already, so much, that right now I wish to first spend some time in silence with you, and maybe then we will, some pointers, something will be coming, you know, some reminders. So, yes, install yourself for meditation. We will probably mainly practice. Now that we have shared so much about what it means to be a bodhisattva in the Mahamudra tradition, just remind yourself a little bit of the absolute essential points. Which comes down to breathing in and breathing out with the four immeasurables, the four Brahma Viharas. You know, this deep love for the planet and all those living on this planet. And maybe even somewhere else in the universe, but who knows? Breathing with that gratitude. And then with that special wisdom of the Bodhisattvas. This understanding of the ungraspable nature, the dynamic nature. Cause and effect, actions and their results. Creating worlds, ever-changing worlds. And with that I leave you for a while in silence. Continue reminding yourself of what you feel is the essential. This is your sati, the sati that reminds you of exactly that where you wish to be with your awareness. For some of you, the practice is still going well, so don't change anything. Others seem to be already a little bit tired. So practice as if you were at home, coming home from work, after a full day of work. You don't want to put extra stress on yourself. You want to enjoy the practice. So adjust it so that you feel well with yourself and well with your practice. See if anything needs to be done. If you want to lean against the wall, whatever is needed to make yourselves really enjoy the practice. We continue yet another 15 minutes, really being friendly with our own mind, with our own being. Really, really taking good care so that we finish off this session really good friends, not creating more stress. I see that many of you are really doing well, but don't try to prolong against your inner feelings. If this mindfulness is there and it moves on by itself, that is this feeling of presence, of simplicity, then there is nothing to change. Now, who are still present, I invite you to move your awareness down into your belly, breathing from the belly, very relaxed, as if you were pregnant. Also the men. Big belly, very relaxed. Very relaxed belly, as if you had eyes in your belly and you could see the world from there. Very relaxed. You can feel it moving, breathing in, breathing out. You can feel your belly. If you want to feel it more, if you want to feel the warmth of your hands, you can put one or two hands on your belly. It's very helpful to let the energies gather there. You know, deep inside the belly, there is a place. The Japanese call it hara. That is a place of well-being. It's below your navel, above your pelvis, in the middle of your lower belly. It is a very relaxed place from which we can practice Maha Mudra. Breathing from the belly, feeling the world from the belly. And relaxing into it. It's a place where one can feel a lot of warmth, it's also a place of strength, of power. And in the Tibetan tradition, we call it the seat of the wisdom fire. I always find it very relaxing to go there, to do this practice, which is called Barlung in Tibetan, which means the intermediate prana, the intermediate breathing. No need to understand, it's just a name. To feel the breath in the belly and to look at the world from there. helps to relax the thinking mind. It also helps to descend the prana, the subtle energies. When the heart is tired, the intellect is tired as well. Then there is a home there in our belly which is waiting for us. Our teacher always compared it with the soft belly of a little child. A child which has just been fed, satisfied, and without fear, really relaxed, full of trust. And maybe some of you already feel, although it's the first time maybe that you're doing this practice, that it gives energy. Even now, after such a long day, an acupuncture, this place, 4 fingers below the navel, to the inside of the belly. It's called the triple heater, the triple warmer. There's a lot of energy there. And we will soon finish this sitting meditation. Of course, you can continue. But if you go for the walking meditation, take the Balung, that's the name, take this awareness of breathing from the belly, take it with you. Try it while you're walking. You will feel it opens up a really interesting experience of walking with the attention in the belly, in the lower belly. And especially now that it has become dark outside, this idea of looking from the belly is really interesting. It develops a deeper sensitivity. And it gives you strength. And yes, use your hands in the beginning. Makes it so much easier to keep the mindfulness in that area.